for people who do not know, Digby has been writing for practically every medium, television, stage, movies.
If you live long enough,
you That's right, you'll write for every medium.
That's right.
You were the co-creator of Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
That's right.
That's your big claim to fame. But you've, when I looked at your resume and saw all the things you had done, if anybody comes to this program with such a wealth of practical experience, it's you.
Well, it is useful because, you know, if you have an opportunity to write for the worst and the best, and you discover, you know, that there is no such thing, really. I don't think that any artist sits down to write something that's really awful. You know, you sit down to do the very best you can for whoever it may be. And I've had the opportunity to work with such great people, such great stars.
You wrote more than 100 primetime specials for some of the greatest stars we've ever had, like Fred Astaire.
Right.
Lucille Ball.
Right.
Sammy Davis Jr. Maria Callas, the opera diva.
Actually, I also hosted the show that she was in.
Well, when I read this list again, Elton John, Bill Cosby, Bette Midler, Sidney Poitier, Robin Williams, they don't do things like this anymore.
Not anymore.
Why?
Well, it's the industry has so changed. You know, it's become more and more.
Gary, you have a very interesting book about, has a lot of statistics about what causes crime and who commits crimes, and I think we ought to get right to it. Now, we want to turn to your book, which again is called Losing Legitimacy, Street Crime and the Decline of Social Institutions in America. It was published just this year. Why did you write the book?
Really, what got me going on this is I've always loved figures. I've loved to look at...
Well, turning to New Mexico, where we both are, and
right.
Our listening audience is, do you know what the oldest rocks that have been found in New Mexico
are? Oh, boy, now you're really going to test me. Some of the oldest that I'm aware of would be about 1.7 billion years old. Certainly not anywhere near, only a quarter of the way back in Earth's history.
Well, New Mexico is a fascinating state in terms of its geology, and we would like to talk about that. Well, I'm interested in the whole question of why New Mexico's average elevation is 5,000 feet. It's high desert. Do we know why that's the case?
I love that question because it's one of the things that has spurred a lot of my own research, and there's a group of us that...
That was the New Lost City Ramblers doing I'm On My Way to the Old Home. Is that right, John Cohen? Is that what we just heard?
That's what we just heard, and listeners may think it's a Carter Family song from the way we recorded it, but it's really a Bill Monroe song that we pushed back into the old Carter Family style. We're still causing trouble.
Well, John Cohen of the New Lost City Ramblers, I am so delighted to welcome you to KUNM. John, the New Lost City Ramblers are celebrating their 40th anniversary this year.
Next month, we're doing two concerts, one in New York and one in Boston. 40 years. I think most people thought we had died, and we're not always sure ourselves, but...
Well, I guess you don't perform as regularly as you used to, is that right?
No one could do that. Could perform that regularly. And Mike is a soloist, and Tracy has continued doing wonderful...